It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
But the Krell forgot one thing, it. Monsters, John. Monsters from the id.
There you go again, always blaming me for everything.
Go switch off!
Exterminate!
It's a trap!
This looks extraordinarily bad.
Commencing countdown. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Skiffy and Fanny Show, episode 4.2.
Telling ourselves that one day you'll accidentally pick a movie we'll actually like.
In 2012.
What the ever?
I'm Sean.
Get that?
Shut up,
I'm
Jen.
I'm Jen.
Today's our torture cinema episode, which you all have been looking forward to because you picked The Wicker Man.
You're bastards, by the way.
Yeah. At least it wasn't as bad as the last movie we watched.
What was the last movie we watched?
I don't remember. I start tuning them out after a while. Oh, it was Batman and Robin.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty bad movie.
That movie was pretty awful. Yeah. But you picked this one over Jumper, which, thanks a lot, douches. I hate you.
Well, okay, yeah, but in their defense, Jumper, okay, it's a horrible movie, but at the same time, I think that's the movie that we'll actually enjoy.
Or at least we'll give it at least a C rating.
A C rating, right. I mean, we've both seen it, and we both don't absolutely hate it, and even though it is a bad movie. So.
Okay, well, we should probably not ruin our grading, because we'll eventually watch that movie.
Maybe.
All right, so I guess we should explain what this movie's about.
Yes, what is The Wicker Man about? Because I'm not really sure.
It's a Nick Cage movie, so it's basically Nick Cage being Nick Cage for 2 hours.
As he chases down a girl that may or may not have disappeared.
Right, it's really unclear. It starts with, like, he tries to save this family. They get hit by a truck or something. And then, for some reason, the little girl is actually his daughter that he didn't know existed, but that she's on an island and that she's still alive and is going to be sacrificed. It's
yeah,
really
this
confusing.
Part really didn't make any sense.
Because it's
all.
Not explained. None of it's explained. But yeah. Anyway, he goes to this crazy island of like weird hippie, uber feminist, anti-men chicks who happen to like bees. And he has this mystery and he has weird visions and then he dies.
The end.
Yeah. There's lots of twists and turns, but I'm sure we'll ruin that.
No, there really aren't any twists and turns. That's
no,
like
there's
the
one at the end. There's one at the end.
Yeah,
where
I suppose.
He thinks the child is going to be sacrificed the whole time, and then he gets to the end and he realizes the whole thing's been a con job to get him to be the one that gets sacrificed.
And it was so stupid.
I know it was stupid, so but it was dumb. A twist ending. So.
I suppose. But it just really wasn't that much of a twist. I mean, it was like, okay. By that point, you really didn't care. That he was the one getting sacrificed.
This is true. After watching him run around for the last 25 minutes of the movie.
I think maybe that's why it wasn't really that much of a twist. Because you get to that point, you're like, oh, they're going to kill him. And you're like,
but they were already going to
okay.
do that. It was implied
right.
that he was going to die anyway.
Exactly. All right, so let's do our 5x5s.
I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Is it just me or does Nick Cage run really funny?
I think it's just you. Oh, okay. This is, I have to give a little fact in here. Okay, so I've never seen the original. I don't think you have either.
No, it's got Christopher Lee, though.
Right. And supposedly the original, I mean, it's one of the top horror films of all time, supposedly, and all this jazz. And for whatever reason, Americans decided to remake it because we're assholes. But
at least they waited 30 years to do it.
So I went, right, exactly. So I went and looked it up, and the main character, the actor in that film, is named Edward Woodward, which I thought was, like, hilarious that was the homage they decided to make in this film. I have to explain. So the main character in the 2006 version is Edward, and his daughter's last name is Woodward. Ta-da. That's, like, what they did. They're like, oh, let's name it after the actor. And you're like, okay.
That's right. Oh, that's so dumb.
It was really random and stupid, but I thought it was kind of funny that that's where they went with it. Okay. Anyway, oh. 5x5s. 5 likes. Likes first? Let's start with a like.
Yeah, because I think I don't really... It, yeah, let's just start with a like. So your first like.
My first like. Nick Cage didn't totally suck. I appreciated that.
I mean, he was Nick Cage.
He was Nick Cage. So, but he wasn't one of the worst Nick Cages that I've seen him be. Like, occasionally Nick Cage is Nick Cage, just kind of is like really lame. Like Nick Cage in the Flaming Head Guy movie.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. That's a really lame Nick Cage.
Yeah, he was, but there was, and I like his awkward man-ness.
I like it when he's awkward, and this wasn't one of him being awkward, but he didn't suck at not being awkward.
No, but he wasn't very good at playing kind of like the dick cop either.
I don't think he was supposed to be a dick cop.
I don't know,
That's actually, okay, the thing he did suck at, he just didn't suck completely. I appreciate that he didn't suck completely. I didn't feel pain watching him on screen, because occasionally I do. The thing is, he failed utterly at being like this panicked, you know, father figure type guy.
No, he did. He really was not very, there was no connection. But I also think maybe some part of him always thought it was BS.
I think so too.
But it was just never implied. But all right. Well then, my first like actually is the scenery.
The scenery. Oh, that's my second like.
But... Oh, well, I already got that out of the way for you then. Yeah, there's lots of pretty forests.
I'm going to have to think of another like. Thanks so much.
Yeah, they filmed it in Washington, didn't they? Yeah.
Probably. It was gorgeous. One of the most beautiful scenery movies I've seen in a while.
Yeah, trees are well represented here.
Trees, yes, and other things.
And they don't get hurt, which is with the exception of the burning thing at the end, but... But, you know, the trees do really well.
Yeah. Next.
All right, your first dislike.
My first dislike is the random whispering and the random, inevitably, totally pointless visions.
Yes, that's one of mine, the cutscenes.
Okay. They literally add nothing to the story, one. Two, explain nothing about the story. They don't set anything up.
And they're never explained either.
They're never explained, like why he's having them or any of that. I mean, it's just, they're just there. Somehow to like make the movie more creepy or something, but they're not creepy. They're just like, okay, that's great. Yay.
They're really not. They would have been creepy maybe 30 years ago when that technique was new.
Like, I don't know. And then the random, the whispering in the background. Whenever anything like scary is supposed to be happening, it totally didn't do it for me.
I think the cutscenes were meant to be like they were supposed to imply that there's some real truth to the whole weird group of women that like are sacrificing to their god, but it's never connected.
Never.
It's just like, oh, by the way, we're sacrificing you to our god, and it's like, oh, okay.
And like the only other thing I could think of is that maybe it had something to do with that weird mead he drinks in the beginning. That she implies there might be something more to, but...
He has the visions before.
He has the visions before, and he only drank, like, half a cup of it anyway. But they're like drug visions, kind of, except that he's not on drugs, so...
Well, he is, actually, when you think about it. He gets stung by bees at one point, and so
true. That's one of his visions.
And I suppose we could assume he drank the mead more than once.
Except they don't show it, so... Nope.
Yeah, no. Okay, well, that was one of mine. So, okay, we can go back to likes then.
All right. Yay. My second like was the island was pretty, so that I'll skip that. My third... Oh, the cottages are really nice.
Oh, my gosh. You're just going to have a whole collection of, like, random things that you thought were pretty.
Right? No. Okay, I decided I wanted to live in the creepy doctor's house. Because that was kind of a cool house.
What was the point of that, too? There were all the weird babies in jars.
I think they were male.
Maybe, but that's
not... I suppose we should explain the fact that, like, the biggest... If there's a theme at all to this film, it's that men are pigs.
they're giant phalluses. That's what they teach
giant phalluses. They teach their children that men are phallic symbols. Phallic symbol. Weird. Yeah. and hilarious.
And the men are basically slaves and idiots.
Slaves, and I think they cut their tongues out, but they never show that. So I think they just, those were dead male babies.
Oh, well, that's lovely. They never.
Yeah, it was very, very nice.
Yeah,
it was very nice decorating, and I wanted to live there. I think that says more about me.
This is not the first time we've seen a room full of jars of babies.
Exactly. In a bad movie. So, in future reference, if there are rooms full of dead babies, it's probably not a good movie.
Yes, that would be one of the number one horror tropes that, yeah, that would give that away. Okay.
All right, your next, like.
Well, I'm not going to do it because now we're... Oh, no, I should because they're on your number three. So I should actually do two likes so we can get them over
do
with.
Do two likes, yeah.
Okay. Finally, the Beekeepers Union gets their real film debut shot.
Like, okay, I'm going to throw my one of my likes in there because those beehives were kind of awesome.
They were pretty awesome.
Right? Totally unrealistic, I think, but...
Oh, sure. But,
yeah.
So that was one of your likes, too, is you like the bees?
I like the bees. on one hand. On the other hand, not so much. But, yes.
Okay, so now I have to do two again. Get caught up.
I don't have that many likes that are any more meaningful than cool bees, nice houses, pretty scenery. I mean,
okay. All right,
there's
well,
just not a lot to like about this film.
All right. Well, that's fine, then. Okay. I will go to another like then, since we don't need to talk about bees for 5 minutes.
No.
Nick Cage's death by burning. Well, first he gets his legs bashed in by a.
That was fairly spiffy.
That was cool. And then he burns and he's screaming and he's going, ah! And I kind of actually liked watching him die because it also gave me a glimpse into clearly what was his inspiration for Ghost Rider, which was a bad movie. So it was like he was working his way up to it by the end of this movie.
That's hilarious.
It is pretty funny. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nick Cage is screaming for... He only screams for about 30 seconds. I mean, he
it took
he
forever.
It, out. It did.
It took forever. I just wanted him to die already.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't actually take that long, but maybe you had the longer extended cut.
I have no idea.
And I did try to find the original theatrical version, which has an extra scene.
Yeah, apparently the extra scene is Willow and one of the other sisters, I think probably Lily Sobieski's character,
yeah,
going to a bar and trying to hit on a couple of guys, one of which is James Franco, which is kind of funny. And he's screaming in the background. That's the extended scene.
Weird.
Yep.
Okay, well anyway.
So your next dislike.
Oh, no, I got to do my next like. To get caught up because
fun. What? How many? But that means we've done like four likes in a row.
I know, but I'm playing catch up.
All right, fine.
All right. Brain aneurysms.
Explain.
Okay. I'm pretty sure after all of these stupid movies we've been forced to watch that I'm actually heading for an early grave. And you know, I think in all honesty that if I have to do this crap for fame, there's something sort of bittersweet about knowing that I'm going to die early.
That's what you liked.
Yeah, yeah, that this movie is bringing me closer to brain aneurysms.
Brain.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with our next dislike.
Okay. No, next dislike, you mean?
Yes, next dislike.
So what is your next dislike?
Oh, mine? I really hated how slow this movie was.
Yeah, it was pretty slow.
Nothing happens. I mean, even when things happen, you still really don't feel like something has happened because it takes forever to even get to that point, and then nothing much comes out of it.
Yeah, they set up the whole bee thing where he's allergic to bees.
Yeah.
And then it takes 45 minutes for him to finally get stung by a bee.
And then the bee stinging scene takes 5 minutes.
Yes. And him running through the field into more beehives.
Into more beehives.
Which never made sense to me because he just walks into the middle of a bee thing. So why doesn't he just go back the way he came?
Yeah, I have no idea. Jump in that pool of water that's, right behind him, maybe?
I guess apparently he just doesn't think. He's not a very good cop, but that's one of my dislikes, so we won't go into that.
Okay, next dislike.
Okay, well, my next looks like is actually just the plot, as in general, because by the time you actually get to the end of it, you realize that this is the most convoluted plot to get a man for sacrifice, like, ever.
Dude!
Like, okay,
that's exactly what I wrote down! Convoluted plot that inevitably has absolutely no purpose.
Why couldn't they have just done this? Maybe she goes and hangs out with him for a couple months, right? Oh. And, like, kind of gets him to like her. And then she goes, oh, I've heard about this island. Why don't we go there for vacation? Done.
Done.
Instead of, she like, 7 years. And... 7 years they spend doing this. Because she goes there and hooks up with him, gets pregnant, disappears, right. Waits years for the little girl to be grown up before bringing it to his attention that he...
Well,
attention about the kid, brings him all the way to the island, somehow he goes.
In the plot line's defense, the crop didn't fail until a year before, so he wouldn't necessarily have been a necessary victim unless the crop failed.
I know, but they set this up years before. I don't understand.
Well, they set up the fact that they might need, because she says something about, like, you know, we always have a backup plan or something. And
okay,
so he's backup plan.
But they still don't need him. Because that whole process of setting this up years ahead of time, they had a whole year before the next crop. It really would not take that long to, like, convince a man to go on vacation to this island.
No, especially if his fiance comes back and says, I'm sorry, I love you, and then tries to drag him back. I mean, they could have done the whole pre-setup, because supposedly he needs, like, there needs to be the connection and all this stuff, but... whatever. So, but they could have gotten him there in a much easier way. They probably could have gotten him to sacrifice himself without having to go through everything.
I didn't really understand the whole thing. Like, they needed a stranger. Because that's never explained either, why that's so important.
No, nothing.
Where does that come from?
Essentially, nothing in this movie is explained. Why the bee thing? The bee thing is, on its own, slightly pointless. And, like... people getting covered with bees, like, they're implying somehow that Sister Summer Isle is made up of bees or something like that.
I don't even know.
And then, like, the ending with the whole kill the drone, like, this, basically, they're setting up this whole thing of their colony, they even call it a colony, is a beehive. And she's the queen bee, and there's the worker bees, and then there's the drones. Oh. Why? That's really what it comes down to. Why?
Yeah, so
that's
my
what dislike. I realized. I was sitting here, like, I'm looking stuff up, you know, and I realized this movie is so bad that it can't even figure out why it's doing anything.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Can we move on?
Yes, we can move on. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, so you've now done 2 dislikes.
Yes.
Because plot was
I've done 3 dislikes total.
And so, so I need to do another one to catch up with you then.
Yes.
Well, okay. How about the fact that this movie doesn't actually know what kind of movie it wants to be? Because it starts off being like a weird murder mystery, turns into a bizarre horror flick, tries to be a murder mystery again, does the Stepford Wives thing, goes back to murder mystery, to horror. It's so confusing what kind of movie it's meant to be that by the time you get to the end and realize it's a horror movie, you don't even remember all the clues they told you it was.
I'm not even sure if it's a horror movie, though, by the time it's over.
It's a horror movie for dudes.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Oh, man. He's like the lone wolf on the island.
Like, there's nothing scary about anything.
No, because there's no...
except for the weird society based on women. That was kind of creepy. Also,
it's just creepy, though. But it's not scary.
But there's nothing horror about it.
See, and that's the problem, is, like, all of the stuff that, like a lot of people die, or creepy stuff happens, but it's never shown to happen, so there's no suspense.
There's another question. Is it a supernatural horror, or just a regular horror?
No, because I don't even know if their whole thing is actually supernatural.
I don't think there was anything supernatural at all.
I think they're just crazy, weird religious cultists.
Right? The only thing that even, like, hints at being supernatural is, like, that whole intro scene when the people die in the car that aren't actually there, even though they are there. That's never explained or picked up on ever.
Yeah, because his visions make them
and, like,
disappear. I don't really know.
He doesn't question the fact that the girl in the car who died looks the same as his daughter.
Yeah, that never made sense to me either. I didn't understand, like, this is your daughter in the car.
Or did it look the same as his daughter? And maybe it didn't look the same as his daughter, and I'm just getting that confused because it was a really confusing and pointless movie.
Well, they kept playing the scene over and over, so I assumed it was his daughter. Whatever. Can we move on?
Right? Like, I don't know. Okay.
We've only got one set of likes left, right?
Two.
Okay, so we got two and two. Okay, let's go for another like then. What's your next like?
Well, actually, I only have one like left.
Okay, well, then go for another dislike. No.
Okay,
go with another dislike.
Least interesting ritual ever.
Okay.
I realize that's not, like, a major thing in this movie, but considering the fact that the entire movie is leading up to this final ritual, and then it just... It's a bunch of people dancing around, and then they light fire to something.
Well, it starts with they break his legs, put bees on his head.
No, that's not even where the whole ritual starts. The whole ritual starts back at the beginning when they have this whole, like, Bacchanalia festival type thing, majiggy with the masks and whatever.
Oh, right, and the people dress as bears.
Right, and then they walk, and then... Yeah.
And then they break his legs.
And then they break his legs. And then they stick him in the giant wicker man and burn him. It just really wasn't that interesting, though. I think...
Yeah, it just doesn't sound that interesting to me.
Well, like, there's no explanation for the ritual itself.
Right, because they spent all this time of him, like, wandering around talking to random people about his missing daughter. But then there's no... Because they keep everything so secret.
Exactly. There ends up being almost no context for the ritual whatsoever.
Yeah, and now the more I think about that, the fact that he never questions the Willow about the, like, why doesn't she tell him all of the stuff? But the fact that she never tells him, he just never...
He just assumes that she's grieving or crazy or something. He's okay with that.
Oh, whatever.
Ugh. Yeah, it's pointless.
Okay, well then, since this is related, my next dislike is actually Nick Cage in a bear suit. There's
that
this whole scene where he's, like, running away from them in a bear suit, and they can't catch up to him. He's in a giant fur suit in the middle of the day.
That won a Razzie Award for...
Yeah, for Best Couple. Hollywood.
Yeah, Best Couple.
Nick Cage in the bear suit. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was interesting.
All
right, so let's go with our last likes.
No, I think we should stop on a like. A like.
Okay, we'll stop on a like. So our last dislike then.
I'll go with mine first because it's actually not that interesting.
Mine isn't either, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, the fact that this character, Nick Cage's character, is supposed to be a cop, but yet doesn't check his gun to make sure it's loaded before he goes out to do what he's already planned to do, which is like go ape shit on everybody.
Well, see, here's the thing. I thought he had already checked his gun.
I don't think he ever did, because he would have noticed, like, it's not, there's no bullets in it.
No, because...
Like, he's a cop. He would know
how
much
his gun is. Well, he's, like, the worst cop ever. Because remember, he's, like, in, he gets up, and there's his gun, and he checks it, right after getting stung by the bees. He, like, checks his gun. And I don't remember what happened in between that point and the end for him to have let go of his gun, but apparently something happens, because...
Well, that's never explained either, like
never.
How they got the bullets out.
Ever.
But that just, to me, made it seem like, how did he not know that his gun did not weigh the correct amount? Because he wields the gun at a bunch of different people before he finally gets to the ceremony.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that point, he should have said, well, maybe I should, like, find a really big stick to beat people with.
Exactly. For whatever reason, they decided that it had to lead up to that final moment where he makes the decisions to shoot people. And I'm like...
There's no bullets.
It took you that long to decide to shoot people first.
After he's surrounded, by the way.
Surrounded by people who want to kill him. And he's just going, stay back. You're like, dude, just like mow them down and leave. I kept waiting for him to shoot Sister Summer Isle, played brilliantly by Ellen Burstyn, by the way.
In the face.
In the head. Right. Would have been awesome. Epic. There's your movie. I was like, that... Right there, totally digging it.
But no.
And he dies, and I was like, okay, this is totally lame. That
would have. He's a really bad cop. He's just
really.
It has no bullets in it, and he doesn't even notice.
Yeah, it's pretty pitiful.
Because I'm pretty sure bullets aren't weigh quite a bit.
They do. He should have noticed. But whatever. Okay, so My last is like actually slightly related to my previous one. I think part of the reason the ritual was so boring was because everybody is so dispassionate. It's like the entire island is composed of people who are seriously drugged.
Yeah, but they
are. Like fun drugs, but like antidepressants, or I mean depressants, not antidepressants.
There's like no, almost no emotion.
No emotion whatsoever from anybody at all, ever.
Yeah.
And I think you're supposed to like somehow juxtapose that with him, who is like he gets agitated and everything, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah, because even the kids feel like they're like children of the corn.
Totally children of the corn, and
like really creepy Village of the Damned crap going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's almost no emotion.
I think that's what killed that final scene, because you're like, these people should be like, I don't know, you didn't even know if they were supposed to be bloodthirsty or just like happy. Either so
well, there's, you would think they'd be happy because they're finally we're gonna appease the gods, yay!
But they don't really even seem that happy. Everything's very muted, and it should be kind of crazy at that point.
They're like neutral about it,
very much so,
because they're not unhappy. Because they're like they're not unhappy, but they're happy enough, but not happy enough to be happy. They're like, you can see that, like, oh, we finally got him. Yay. But
yay.
We're, like, overanalyzing this movie right now.
Totally. It doesn't deserve this at all.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
All right. So, last likes.
Your last like.
My last like is girl power.
Psycho girl power.
I know, right?
Mine is related to this, by the way.
The only, I don't know, I mean, that's like the only thing this movie has going for it is that I guess uber feminists would probably be like, yeah, movie rocked.
It's like Stepford Wives in reverse almost.
It's so stupid.
Because they just use men. There's a whole thing where she talks about they only use men for breeding.
Men.
And they have like a breeding ceremony and then that's it. It's really weird. And like women supervise men when they're working.
Mm-hmm.
It's very bizarre. But mine's actually related to this, which may expose some of my inner misogynist.
Okay.
Which is the fact that Nick Cage karate kicks Lily Sobieski into a wall.
That was hilarious.
And he sucker punches a bunch of girls. Oh my god, right. I laughed so hard.
Well, there's no men for him to punch. Who else is he going to punch? I mean, it's like... set it up that he has to, like... By the end of it, you're going, God, Nick Cage is kind of a... I mean, what the hell? He's beating up all these women.
But he's all bizarre. He kicks her totally sidekick karate style. Oh.
Yeah, that fight, well, that whole fight was hilarious.
Oh, and he's just sucker punching people. Oh, it's great.
Oh, and seriously, I have to add this as one of my likes. The twins.
The ones that just came out of nowhere and he's like, there he is.
Right. They're like in the whole movie. But there's like lots of twins, period. I mean, that's kind of one of the weird things about this film is that there's just random twins. And you're like, why are there twins? Are they going to explain why there's so many sets of twins? No, of course they're not going to explain that, because that would make it a good movie. But the creepy old lady twins that are blinds and speak in unison, hilarious.
Yeah, they're weird.
Weird. Creepy.
Okay, so we finally through this.
Yeah, we're done. I'm never, ever, ever speaking of this film again.
Okay, so what
grade?
I'm going
to have to cleanse it from my system.
A grade. It's got 3.6 out of 10 on IMDb, so...
Why is it even that high?
I don't know. Some people like it, I guess.
It's okay, I'll give it. It's not as painful as some of the previous films we've watched.
No, because I think it's because there's like a...
There's nothing happening.
It's almost like it's almost funny at times.
It's not even funny. It's nothing.
This I laughed. Like my last like, I literally laughed out loud when that happened.
When that happened, I couldn't even do that. By that point, this movie is a depressant. It's not a depressant in like a sad... It's like Prozac, where you don't feel anything at all. You just kind of sit there going...
You become like them.
Total zombie.
And so like when he dies, you're just like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, moving on. Seriously, that's what this movie did to me. I was going to give it a C just because I had no passion in one way or the other by the end of the film. I was like, well, okay. But if I'm really honest about it, it deserves a freaking F.
I don't think I can give it that low a grade.
Right? Exactly. I'm just going to give it a D.
Oh, I think I'll give it a D plus.
A D plus? No, because the plus denotes that it's got something going for it.
It really it does. Doesn't. No. It's got Nick Cage kicking Lily Sobieski.
I
like that part.
No, okay, I'm giving it a D. It's blah. It's not even like a gradable movie, to be honest. It's
because it's because you're just dispassionate.
Okay,
yeah.
You know how in Hamburger Meat, like when they're done with the hamburger meat, they make like that pink ooze. You've heard of pink ooze, right?
No.
Okay, well, there's this whole process by which they take all the icky bits from a cow and they grind it up and then they strain it and they like bleach it or something, and it comes out as pink ooze, and they add that as filler to ground beef. This movie is pink ooze.
That's so gross.
It really is gross. Oh. Never watch Jamie's Food Revolution.
That's gross.
Learned
okay.
way too much about food. But yeah.
All right. Well, we gotta close this out. So
okay.
After this episode goes up, there will be a new poll, which will run for a month, which will let you guys pick the next damn movie you force us to watch.
Ugh. I think we have an addition to it, don't we?
Yeah, we'll add another movie to the... We all have five every time.
Oh, okay, right.
So I'll take one from the
Please
list.
Please pick Jumper, because that isn't horrible.
We need something that looks good compared to the rest of this.
Totally.
So you'll look forward to that poll.
And enjoy our new content.
Yay. All right. Let's close this out before I slip into a coma.
All right. Have
so
a good
you
week
can
everybody.
Wait. No, we're not done.
Oh,
you have
to... yeah, okay.
So if you want to contact us, let us know what you thought of this movie. If you decided to watch it,
please
I'm sorry.
Don't.
don't watch this movie. Just save yourself the pain. You can obviously email us.
SkiffyandFanty@gmail.com.
Twitter tweety thingy to us.
Twitter.com/SkiffyandFanty.
Or leave a comment on our blog somewhere.
SkiffyandFanty.wordpress.com.
Alrighty. So that's it.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
No, let's not. No. It doesn't even deserve us to end it that way, please.
We're going to cut off mid-word.
Yeah. Alright. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Our new intro music is Time Flux by Revolution Void. You can check them out at freemusicarchive.org.
You're just another weak human afraid to face death.
I fart in your general direction.
France, different planet.
The Force will be with you. Always.
End of line.